David Fowler and his wife take care of his 94-year-old mother, Mary Ruth, a retired teacher. She was widowed in the 60s and lived on her own until a few years ago. But when her eyesight started failing, they moved her from Indianapolis to their home in Ogallala, Nebraska. David's preparing his mom an afternoon shot of caffeine.
Unlike most of the people who come from Indiana, who like colored water, she likes strong coffee.
He heads up to her room on the second floor.
Room service.
Oh, my goodness.
There's your espresso.
Very good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mary Ruth is blind now, but she's still pretty self-sufficient. She climbs the stairs and dresses herself, although David and his wife Gloria lay out her clothes. She started showing signs of dementia, so they've taken her pills into their room, and they make sure she takes what she needs when she needs it. David says it's a joy to care for his mum. And he'd do it for free, but he doesn't. Mary Ruth pays her son $1,000 a month. It was his brother's idea.
At first, we were kind of uncomfortable with what he was talking about, because I don't want to make a profit off of my mother. That's just not in our way of thinking.
But the money is welcome. David will soon turn 70. He and Gloria both work part-time. For years, they owned a photo studio in town and plowed everything they made back into the business.
Well, as it turned out, digital really killed the small mom-and-pop portrait studio. And our business was worth maybe half of what we had anticipated when we sold it.
Everyone in the family was happy with the payment arrangement. Nothing was put in writing. But elder law attorneys say families should draw up a formal personal care contract. Lawyer Howard Crook says it's a way to protect the older person. There may come a time when they have to go into a nursing home, have very little money left, and should qualify for Medicaid, the government's medical assistance program for poor Americans. But there's a catch.
The monies that you pay to the family caregiver, absent an agreement in writing, will be deemed to have been gifted by you to the family caregiver, causing a period of delay wherein you will not qualify for the Medicaid benefit.
In other words, Medicaid may not pay for care for months or even years because it considers dollars given to a family member money that could have been saved to pay for nursing care. But if both parties sign a contract before the family caregiver starts the job, Medicaid accepts that as an employment agreement. Howard Crook says his business in this area has doubled in the last several years. Other elder care lawyers say the same. So why are more families turning a personal relationship into a business arrangement? Crooks points to the recession. Some of his clients are adult children who were laid off and can't find new jobs.
They find themselves in a position of caregiving, and there is a way to really satisfy two needs. The need of the parent for the care, and the parent would have to spend a whole lot more money to hire a third party to provide similar level of services, and the need of the child to be able to earn one's keep.
He says he expects the number of paid family members to keep rising even as the economy recovers, because the need for caregiving is growing as America's population ages. Of course, money is famous for causing family feuds. Crooks have seen arrangements fall apart because one relative hated the idea.
They were, frankly, looking to have another family member provide the services in an unpaid manner so that more money could be left in the estate, and hopefully when the parent died, they would get more money. And I'm sorry to say that that's the reality.
That's not a problem in the Fowler family. For one thing, there's not much of an estate to leave. For another, everyone gets along, even if David teases his mother about the family hierarchy.
You always love me best.
That's what all three of you say. But there's no good, better, and best in this family. They're all best, at least to me.
They just take things day by day, enjoying a joke, a glass of wine, and each other's company. For VOA News, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite.